That, no, that's a ridiculous idea. But because the everything, why, I shouldn't need to explain why it's a terrible idea. Okay. I'm not gonna be your business partner. No. Because your idea is awful. I do not need to explain why. Just be quiet. Hey, by the way, I just, I'm really grateful that you're letting me stay tonight. Yeah, I felt like you had to know, like, firsthand. I don't want to seem ungrateful or anything. I know it was probably hard to convince your parents about me staying the night. Really? Didn't know that. When we were kids, they let us sleep in the same bed. Yeah, well, I guess. This couch then? Okay. Just gotta know what I'm up against, you know? Yeah, well, you know my parents, you know? They're just, there's something. But just gotta live with it until I can move out, you know? Oh, don't give me that face. Come on, it gives us more opportunities to hang out like this. I mean, this is pretty nice. I know it's the last minute. I can tell, trust me. But still, there's an effort. I like that. I mean, you took notes. Phineas and Ferb is the best. Honestly, honestly. When did your mom say we have to be in by? Okay, well, if she comes down here, I'm gonna get kicked out. Because we're still up. You know she just says that because she doesn't want us having sex. I think it's nice. My mom wouldn't care. My mom doesn't care what I do. I could be doing meth and she'd be like, just don't die. Or do. I don't think she cares. Nah, it's fine. Maybe we should pack this up? Because I don't want to get kicked out. Who do I look like? I don't have anywhere else to go. I'll sleep on your porch. Yeah, haha. I'm not sleeping out there right now. It's raining. Just come on. Shut it off. So, like, where do you keep your blankets? And give me the good one. I know you guys have a good one and a bad one. Don't give me the crusty one. Cause I don't deserve it. Duh. Come on. What? You're looking at me like you're gonna do something stupid. Because you got that lopsided little grin on your face. And your eyebrows are like this. Yeah. They're like up. You know what I'm like, whatever. What is it? What's your genius plan to get me kicked out tonight? I'm not allowed to stay in bed with you. Your mother? Or do you want me to sneak around like I'm some sort of frat party slut? Hell nah. Yeah, because if you lock the door, she'll be so accommodating. Not like she's gonna break it down. Sorry, I keep getting them mixed up. Fine. Let's go. And for the record, she's beating your ass, not mine, okay? This is fully your plan, and I have nothing to do with it. Nada. Not a thing. You basically dragged me against my will. In fact, you're dragging me right now. Oh, wow. Somebody cleaned their room for once. Are you trying to impress me? No, it smells like, clean. You know what I mean? Like, soap. Detergent. Baking soda. All of that. No, it's nice. I'm not making fun of you. I'm just teasing. Which is kind of making fun of you, but I appreciate the gesture. It's very nice. Thank you. But you knew I wasn't supposed to come in here, so like why? Sneaky little bitch. You're a sneaky little bitch. You knew. At the end of the night, we were gonna come in here. Even though I'm not supposed to be in here, I'm not even supposed to step foot in here. I'm just saying. It's your fault. Uh-huh. So, what's the plan, Sam? Because I'm not doing any canoodling. Your mother? Upstairs? Hell no. Or we could sleep like on the other edge of the bed from each other. So if your mother does come in, she knows that we're leaving space for Jesus. Amen. Okay. She's your mom. And I'm a guest. She's gotta be nice to me, right? Okay. I'll take your word for it, I guess. Come on, Slowpoke. Get in. Well, seeing that you, like, invited me into your bed, the absolute womanizer you are, how many ladies you bring in here to your bed, huh? You use this strategy with all the women you meet? Oh, I'm kidding. I know you'd never do that. Just me? Really, though? You've never... with another woman? Wow. You're after my own heart tonight. You are. And, you know, sorry. It's just like, you do so many nice things for me. And I just appreciate, like, everything you do for me. Well, I know it can be, like, hard dating somebody like me. But you've kind of, like, stuck through it. I just, like, I really appreciate it. You're, like, my safe space and stuff. Yeah, and you're, like, you're so patient with me and stuff. I just... I guess I like you or something. No, but, like, thank you for everything you do. Okay, stop. Stop. This is why I can't get mushy with you if you start. Whatever. Go to bed, bozo. What? I tell you it all the time. Okay, well, maybe I'm just not good with affection. You know the household I come from. Okay. Okay. My love. My darling. My schnooky pie. My pookie. I love you. Okay. Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. You should be with, like, one of those regular women that can say it just naturally. Okay. You know how often I hear I love you? Okay, yeah, from you I hear it a lot. No. I love hearing it from you. I love hearing it from you. I love you. See? I can say it. I'm au naturel with it, you know? I'll get better. I just, like, you know what? I need to show more ways that I appreciate you. You do things that your mom's gonna yell at you for. You harbor me like a fugitive in your house when I get kicked out of my own. You break rules for me, you little delinquent. And I feel the love all the time. Mm-hmm. We've been dating for 4 years now? Well, in November, right? Yeah, I'll get better. And you know what? Let's go out tomorrow. After you get your ass whooped from your mom. No, I'm gonna take you somewhere. And we're gonna go somewhere really nice. And I'm gonna pay for dinner. And we're just gonna have a really nice time. Because I owe you, like, 1,000. And, like, 1,000 more kisses. So come here. Mwah. My pookie. Yeah. I'll stop it. Okay. Just, come here. You smell good. You do. Just, you're just, I'm gonna doze off now. Okay. Yeah, good night. I love you. Shut up. Go to bed.